Well, this is pretty cool. So the next, it's the next day, and everything is way better weather-wise. The pollution levels are way down to like a 30. So hopefully that'll be the kind of thing that'll keep up, that it'll be like, you know, maybe a bad day, but it passes in a day. That seems to be the spring-summertime vibe, which makes me understand a little better why people aren't bringing this stuff up, or if you're a travel vlogger or whatever. I still feel like those people that do the videos of things I learned after X years living in Korea, it's criminal that those people don't talk about the pollution problem. Like, you've been here 10 years and you didn't notice that everything's fucked, you fucking dickhead. But if you're just here to visit and you're just here in the summer, I can see a bit why maybe that passes. I mean, I will bring it up. I think it's still very important because I was a little shocked. But I guess if you're more familiar with Asia in general, or just with the state of the larger world, apparently everything's polluted as hell, much more than I understood. You know, I guess I can see why, if it passes in a day, why you might not bring that up necessarily. But anyway, point is, today is great. But anyway, left the house, just started wandering. I'm right by the harbor in Jeju Island, and I'm not quite sure where I am or where I'm going. My little blue dot's not popping up today on my GPS thing. But I'm like, yeah, that's fine, actually. Who cares? Worry about that later. Who cares where I am or where I'm going? So I'm just wandering around. A lot of tourists. I'm running into quite a lot of other tourists. Because I guess, yeah, I have been. Most of this podcast has been during, I guess you'd call it, the low season. You know, now we're getting into actual travel time. But I found some super tall steps, walked up them to some kind of park, some sports facilities and stuff. Saw this one really cool view of like some kind of island in the distance. Oh yeah, and there's like a bridge to some kind of little wooded foresty thing that I don't think I'll make it to today. I'm going the other way, but that's obviously on the docket. But anyway, what made me pull out the recorder is I saw the one cool view, and it's like, oh yeah, that's pretty cool. And I was walking up this hill, and I saw another, like, you know, they have these spots where, you know, it's like a frame, or it just says, like, this is a little picture icon of, like, yep, this is the place, come take a picture. And I saw a couple of people taking pictures, and I was just kind of, you know, somewhat cynically thinking, like, oh yeah, sure, I bet it's amazing, just take a picture right where it says to take a picture. And then, as I got a little higher up, I was like, oh, there's a fucking waterfall over there. Holy shit. So I've talked a lot of shit on waterfalls in this podcast, but I guess mostly those were in the context of, if you choose a waterfall that's very far away and you make an epic journey to the waterfall, that's a fine thing to do. But the journey should be the part that's cool. You know, focus on the journey. Definitely don't put weight on the waterfall at the end, because it's not going to be worth it, you know? It's like, hey, it's a waterfall, it's all right, but getting to the waterfall is the exciting part. However, when you just walk up by accident and see a waterfall, there we go, the people are gone now as I was ambling around. Now I'm here by myself. And yeah, it's like, I'm just like looking down into, like across these trees, and then there's like a lagoon down there. And it's like a bigger waterfall and three smaller ones all together. And it's pretty motherfucking beautiful. And yeah, like, I didn't have to do shit to get to this waterfall. This waterfall just was accidentally here. This is just a bonus waterfall. So that feels pretty good. That's peak waterfall. Let's see if I can translate this sign. So this is view number 8, or notable thing number 8 around here. Yeah, it doesn't really translate properly, but how many waterfalls can there be? Can I find this on the map? Nope. Maybe there's just waterfalls everywhere. Well, here's a sign that translates to Waterfall Observatory, so that doesn't help either. Now, I'm gonna do a little phone reset. Usually if I reboot the whole phone, my little dot will pop up, just so I can say what this thing is. But yeah, I don't know, it's just kind of funny. I mean, I just woke up, got half a coffee in me, hiking up a hill, just to have that sort of slap in the face of like, I'm coming up over the ridge, I see these people taking pictures, and I'm just like, tourists, yeah, go ahead, take the picture at the picture spot. And then I see it, and I'm like, oh, Oh, it's beautiful. It's fucking amazing. What is that doing here? I did not expect to see that. That's fucking crazy. Because all around here, it's like fairly developed. I'm not far from anything. It's just like city stuff. And then on the other side of the waterfall is more city stuff. And then I can see some mountains and stuff in the distance. It's just fucking wild that there's a waterfall there. What the fuck? That's really cool. And there's more people. I didn't actually get my picture yet. I'm gonna have to sneak in there when I get a chance, because it appears there's not a lot of time in between people taking pictures. There we go. Thank you, Blue Dot. You're back. Segwapo Chilsimni Poetry Park. Chilsimni. So presumably I'm looking at the Cheonjeon Waterfalls. Cheonjeyeon Waterfalls. Cool. Cool. And actually, if I just keep moseying up around this way, it appears that this park loops up around the edge of the city and will kind of bring me in line with the Idea Coffee. So I presume that may be the plan. And then, if I go the other way, Saesom Island, Saeongyo Bridge to Saesom, S-A-E-S-E-O-M. That seems like a pretty obvious spot to go to. Oh, I hear voices in the distance. Are those people down by the waterfall? Oh yeah, there's a bunch of them, because I was going to say that's the next question, I guess. Can you go down there? And how does one go down there? I don't know, but I guess I'll just try and see. Yeah, there's a shit ton of people doing something. Looks like a wedding or something. So anyway, off to a good start, dude. This is thumbs up, Jeju. Yeah, just here you go. Hey, waterfall hater. Hate this one, bitch. And yeah, they got me. I don't hate it. I love it. It's amazing. But anyway, yeah, I gotta put this recorder away because I gotta be ready for when these people leave. Oh yeah, those aren't even the... There's yet another group of people. What the shit? Yeah, I gotta... I'm gonna have to sneak on over there. Snap my little picky pics. Novel pod on Instagram, by the way. Well, I did a loop around, and I think I was kind of near the top of the waterfall at one point. Like, if I looked down through a fence, through some trees, I saw what looked like the top of the waterfall, unless it was a different waterfall. But there's definitely no obvious way to get down to the waterfall itself. So maybe I'll do a little research. I have to do a little Googling, see what I can find. It was weird, though, because there was, like, a lot of people down there. It was a bunch. It was, like, 30 people. But at the same time, I felt like the people up where I was, where we were taking pictures, again, I'm totally illiterate, but the way they were commenting on stuff had the tone of, like, what are they doing down there? So it kind of seemed like it maybe wasn't normal for people to be down there, but there was also so many people that, any of the little... I did go kind of as far off trail as I could whenever there was an opening or there was a little like trail through the woods, and it always just came to, you know, like serious for real Lara Croft shit. Like I'd have to climb down a cliffside, like a jungle cliffside. It's like, okay, no. So there has to be some way to get down there that's actually kind of easy enough that 30 robed people could do that. They were so far away I couldn't quite tell what they were wearing, but it looked like black and white clothing. I had the idea of a wedding, but I don't know. Like a church thing, maybe? I don't know. Anyway. But regardless of that, that'll be something to keep my eye on. I'll just see if that's a thing that, you know, a person can reasonably do. But just on the walk around, I saw two cool things. It was just a nice walk in general, a bunch of different statues and shit. But the coolest one was these sculptures. They were like sculptures of horses, but they were made out of bark, out of dried bark. And it's so cool. I've never seen a statue like that, but it just felt good because like there's a lot of statues in this area and just all around the world. Oh, here's one right here. In fact, just some lady carrying a pot on her back. And you know, this is nice and all, but it's a big stone statue. You know, stone is sort of nature-y feeling, but then when you get like the metal statues, they're very much not nature-y feeling. Where this just felt so natural. It's just so cool. It's just like, hey, you just got old pieces of bark, old pieces of dried wood. If you can form them into the shape of an animal, it's just fucking really cool. It was really cool. That reminds me, actually, in my hometown, Fredericton, New Brunswick, they have kind of the opposite. They have the least natural thing I've ever seen. It's still cool, but somebody took old tires, like a bunch of old rubber, and they used it to turn it into, so it looked like birds, like ravens. But because they're splayed out on the ground, they look dead. So it's like a bunch of giant, it's right by the art museum downtown, giant dead birds / rubber tires. It's just kind of weird and disturbing on both levels. And it's like, what even is this? This is fucking weird as hell. Yeah, I think I'm more or less, I think I've made the whole loop, because yeah, that is the road, I believe, to that bridge. And I'm not going to do that today. That's going to be cool, but not today. In fact, I think I'll head up into the city proper from here. But the other thing I saw that was just kind of funny is they still have the emergency buttons in all the bathrooms. And even that, it's kind of cool in a way, because I guess as long as you know where all the washrooms are, it's like a save point in a video game or something. If somebody's chasing you at night, but you know there's a washroom nearby, you can run in there and pound the emergency button. And then I guess it's a test of how fast do the police really respond. But in this case, it's just funny because the translation said, the English version said, if you press this button bastardly, you may have a financial penalty. I was just thinking, like, I wonder what word they put in to a translation software or whatever to get bastardly. Because I'm trying to think of what word I would use. I mean, I guess I would use fraudulently, but I think they were going for something more mischievous. Like, if you use this in bad faith. Bastardly. If you press this button bastardly, we are gonna fine you, you bastard. This button is here to help protect people from other bastards. We don't need ancillary bastards bastardly pushing the button. I don't know, it's just nice, because I don't actually see a ton of funny translations. There's plenty of translations that aren't quite right, but not really that many that are like, haha, that's a le mot juste. I would never have thought of that. You know, the joy of a translator. They'll just come up with something that a person wouldn't come up with. I haven't seen one of those in a while, so. Bastardly. If you push this button bastardly, so fucking help me God, you bastard. You bastard. But yeah, for a first random exploration. Pretty fucking rad. But yeah, I'm just gonna go up into the city now and get a coffee. That's enough. That's enough bushwhacking, that's enough nature, it's enough waterfalls, but yeah, it was nice. I would say, just because of the total unexpectedness of it, and just how cool it is that it's just nestled right in the middle of a city park, that's my favorite waterfall so far. It's a really good waterfall. So I'm walking through the kind of center of town in the daytime now, so I can actually see what's going on. It's not just, you know, it looks pretty with all the lights at night, but now I can actually tell what is the deal. And I think I brought this up a little once before, but I guess I'll bring it up again because it seems definitely more evident. Now that I've been in four different cities in South Korea, one thing I've noticed is that there's no fun stores. Like, all the stores are so utilitarian. It's always like, okay, well, right now I'm walking by sporting clothing and eyeglasses. And there's another clothing store and a restaurant and a cell phone store and a hair salon and golf. Oh, and there's like a boutique clothing store. That's a little more fun. But you know, none of this is unusual. These stores are everywhere else too. But Japan always has those occasional fun stores, you know? Here's an anime store, here's a manga store, here's a store of like toys, classic toys, even the secondhand stores, you know, just the house off, hard off, off house, whatever, all that shit. We'll have like classic toys and cool weird stuff. Video game stores. All manner of just interesting pop culture type crap that was just fun to go into and look around. And I'm not saying there's less of it here. There's none. There is zero, zero stores like that. And I know like Korean comic books, the manhwa, I saw somebody reading one on the train in Busan. It's the first time I've seen one in the wild because I have read a bunch of those on my computer and you just scroll infinitely because they're made for cell phones. So I saw one being read in real life. This guy just scrolling with his thumb, scrolling, reading the comic. It's very cool because it makes a lot more sense than trying to read comic books that are based on pages, you know, American and Japanese comics, trying to read those on your phone. It's just kind of weird. I mean, you can do it, but it's not optimal. But it makes me think like maybe that's the only experience I have is the comics, but maybe it's just that way with all Korean pop culture stuff. Like maybe there's just no physical component. It's just internet cafes and online gaming and comics you read on your phone and dramas and stuff that you watch at home. There's just no visible sign of it out in the world. But there really isn't. There's just fucking nothing. And it's just like, what? It makes me wonder, like, what is Korean pop culture? I mean, I guess it's J-pop and dramas, right? I mean, I guess I know what it is. Because I guess, to be fair, if I think about it, in North America, I mean, I guess it's also, you could easily visit North America and walk around for 2 weeks and never see a comic shop. That'd be very easy to do. And I guess that was my initial impression of South Korea, Seoul specifically, is that it felt American. So maybe this isn't weird. Maybe it's Japan that's weird. You know, maybe it's weird that in Japan there is an anime store and there is a Gundam store and there's model figures and there's old toys and there's all this stuff. So I guess, again, this comes down to, I guess, not really even a comment on South Korea. I guess it is just I'm inadvertently making a flip-flop comment about Japan. I'm like, man, I miss that about Japan. That shit is fucking awesome in Japan. Giant arcades and stuff. Because other countries, they just ain't got that stuff. They just do not. If you want to go to a store to buy a fancy pair of shoes, no problem. You want to get a suit? You want to get a nice hat? You want to get some golf clubs? Anything boring that you want, we got it. It's everywhere. But if you want some, I don't know. I mean, I double liked it in Japan because there is that crossover between Japan and North America where it's so neat to go into like a retro store and see all the old toys from the 60s and the 70s. And then once you get up to the 80s, I'm actually starting to recognize stuff. I guess occasionally something from before then. And then in the 90s, we're like one in one. It's like, I know all this shit. And it's just very cool and fun. And yeah, that's just is not the case here. Like, I'm thinking back to the episode I did when I was in Akihabara, and I was like, am I gonna go to Akihabara? I guess so. Whatever, I guess I'll go. And then I just had a wonderful goddamn day. Like, as much as I am constantly talking about how much I like Japan and stuff, I think I kind of still didn't give Japan enough credit while I was there. Because, man, I was even just thinking the other day, watching the Bartender anime I mentioned last episode, that there's this anime called Bartender, and I started reading the manga, because I'm a manga guy. I like comic books better. But even just reading that made me think, like, as much as I like Japan and all the stuff that I do there that I think is fun and neat, there's so many other angles you could take. Like, if you're into drinking culture, or you're really into food big time, or you're into the historical stuff, you're into samurai and whatever. Or if you're just into film, if you're into classic cinema, there's so many. What if you're into calligraphy? Man, you could make a whole trip out of calligraphy. There's so much stuff flower arranging, bonsai trees. It never fucking ends. The amount of culture in Japan is wild. It is out of fucking control. And yeah, other countries, they just don't feel like that. They really don't. But yeah, now that I've been in South Korea for several months, I mean, again, North America, you know, like I was saying, you could miss the stuff if you weren't careful. But eventually, if you walked around North America for 4 months, you'd eventually find a comic shop. You'd eventually find a cool used store with like cool, weird, old, kitschy stuff. You'd eventually find an arcade, even if it was just like a little one attached to a movie theater or something. You would eventually find these things. They're just not here in South Korea. They're not coming. I'm never going to turn the corner and find that fun, cool store to go in. At best, I've seen an occasional used bookstore. That's it. That's it. And it's like, well, all right. All right. That's what we're doing. But anyway, the other thing I wanted to mention is I'll get into it actually. I'll get into it after. This is really loud and windy. This is a bad combo. Just a little thing I noticed about the hotel. But oh right, I can see that McDonald's down the street that I went to yesterday. All I know is the Adia Coffee was near the McDonald's, but I don't see it. Are you here, Adia? The one Adia in town, my favorite coffee chain? There's Paris Baguette. There's Compose Coffee. It's not jumping right out of me, but we will see. I'll use the McDonald's Wi-Fi to help guide me on my journey. Ah, what a shame. So the Adia is not there. I think the most recent review on Google Maps was there was one from 2 years ago. Was there one from 8 months ago? I don't know. None recently, though. It's definitely not there. I think maybe it is the Compose Coffee now. It's switched brands. I'm a little surprised because the Dia seemed to be very established. I never had a hard time finding them all over the place. Even in Old Jecheon, there was at least two, probably more. And again, just the whole reason I like them is because they have... It's so hard to find. It's so rare to find a place with it's not hard to find a place with a little touchscreen where you order. That's all over the place. But ones that are actually English. Amazing. Or sometimes, even if it's English, you'll get to the end and it won't accept a credit card, or at least the Visa credit card I've got. Or a Twosome place, that was a weird one, where I couldn't make the order because it wouldn't, instead of just giving me an order number and spitting out a little printout, it needed my phone number. It needed to send it to my phone. Because they do the thing there too where they give you like a puck that lights up and vibrates when your drink's ready. So I guess that's the phone equivalent to that. And I don't know, I guess they just do it paperless, which I mean, I'm not against that, but it would be nice to have the option because... I don't have a fucking phone number. So anyway, I tried Compose. I'm like, well, let's see. Maybe. Let's try this. It's because it wasn't that busy. Because it's always like just minorly embarrassing to go stand in front of the screen and then just fail and then just leave. But it wasn't too busy. So I was like, let me just pop in and try it. But yeah, immediately, no English. So then I could pull out my fucking phone and try to translate on the go, but even at that point, just go to the counter and just order the stupid fucking coffee, which I think is what I'll probably end up having to do. Looks like that's my future. Because there ain't much around here. So anyway, I just ended up at fucking McDonald's again, because it's right down the street. And I was like, yeah, well, whatever. They got lattes. I got a McCafe latte, and I wanted to try this thing anyway. It's a burger with a hash brown in it, and the top of it looks like a panda face. Let me open it and see, what did they do to this to make the bun look like that? It's just kind of burned in, just kind of seared into the top. I don't know what it's all about. I don't know what the significance of this is, but it's like, yeah, well, I'll give that a try. Again, anything that's new, I'll try it once. But yeah, that's a little surprising. Not even one Adia coffee. But I guess even like, yeah, this McDonald's is pretty fucking empty. There were two other people up here in the top floor. One of them left. That's why I'm talking louder now. And just me and this one other guy. It is just a small town, I guess. Just fucking pretty goddamn small. But I guess it won't be that tough to go in and order stuff, you know, it's just, but it just shrinks down. It's just so much easier to just order a latte. Even that is actually not the easiest thing in the world. Sometimes they don't totally understand that I'm asking for a large latte. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm remembering now, it came back to me, is because they think it's largey. Like, I heard a lady selling an orange the other day, orangey. Or Febreze. There's a lot of Febreze ads I've been getting on South Korean YouTube lately, and it's Febreze. And I mean, they're not wrong. They're just pronouncing it the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Like, if you look up ancient French, it's kind of refreshing because they actually pronounce all those fucking letters that they no longer pronounce. It's sort of neat. Look up, like, medieval French songs or whatever on YouTube, and it's like, oh, there you go. All those S's that you'd refuse to fucking pronounce now, you actually used to pronounce. So yeah, they're not wrong with largey and orangey and Febreze. We're the ones who are wrong, but it makes it just, it's just, I just want to order through a goddamn screen, that's all. I don't know why, like, if you run one of these companies, it's such a little thing. Just one time, you just got to get somebody to go through and translate the menu on your machine. And then every single, say Compose, I see Compose everywhere. I've never bought a coffee at Compose Coffee. Today was the big chance. It could have stolen the fucking, grabbed the rock, stolen the fucking lead. All you got to do is go through one time. Just get your menu translated one fucking time. And there you go. And then you can have an English menu. It would be worth it, man. There's tourists all over the fucking place. But anyway. At least when I get agitated about the dentist, I feel like that's at least a little bit reasonable to be stressed about, because, you know, it's the dentist. Dentists aren't fun. Dentists are stressful. This is an inappropriate place for me to be. Oh no, all I can do is just order a basic drink. It's not like I was ordering anything so crazy, but it's so nice at Adia because I could just get like a mint mocha with an extra shot of espresso and no whipped cream. You know, none of that's a hard order, but man, that's a lot of words, you know, compared to just saying large latte, please, and probably that'll be okay, you know, so, although maybe that one needs clarifying too. Yeah, large mint mocha, iced, extra shot of espresso, no whip. Like, no fucking way I'm gonna put the poor person through that. I'm not gonna do it. But yeah, finding these screens that work in English, man, it's, it's sadly difficult. All I want is a coffee, just one coffee, far from... Anyway, I gotta eat my fucking food here, it's getting cold. What am I yammering about? Still at McDonald's. The one guy who was here left. So yeah, this is weird, especially in South Korea, but just in general. I'm the only person in this McDonald's on this top floor. So I mean, there's benefits to small towns, benefits and downsides. That song that was playing had some serious 1991 Bobby Brown energy. But I was just looking up stuff on Google Maps while I got the Wi-Fi from the McDonald's, just seeing what other coffee stuff is around here. What could I do? Like, where can I experiment next? And I just thought this was interesting, just to sort of point out that I think I'm not just being a prima donna about this, is that Compose Coffee I was at, it is not the Adia, it's next to it. So yeah, the Adia is just gone. But this is a review. There's only a couple of reviews on Google Maps. This is from just 5 days ago. From Noemi Diedrich. 1 star, and it's, waiter does not speak English, machine to order in English does not work, payment with Samsung Pay did not work, payment with cash did not work because they couldn't make change. So we had no coffee and would not recommend this place, also because the staff was not helpful and not friendly, but they probably benefit from the bus station in front of the door. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't even pay with cash? But that's such a perfect example. Like, that is the kind of situation I do not want to be in. At least when you're there with somebody else, you know? Oh, do I hear someone? Yeah, someone actually came up the stairs. Someone else is here. But, yeah, like, that's one of those cases, too, where when you're traveling with someone, that's still an awkward situation and unpleasant. But, you know, it's easier to just laugh it off with your friend and be like, fuck, well, that didn't work. Let's find another coffee shop. But that's the kind of thing when you're traveling by yourself, it is just so brutally uncomfortable and so, you just feel shame when you go in and you, like, to try to order something and to fail to that degree that you're struggling to talk to the guy and then you make the order and then your card doesn't work and then you can't pay in cash? That blows my mind. Fuck off with that you can't pay in cash. Like, I'm so glad I knew that ahead of time. I will absolutely not be going there. But yeah, like, I don't want to be in situations like that. I just want to comfortably order a coffee. What the fuck was that? Oh, it's an employee changing the garbage. Anyway, yeah, I gotta stop talking to myself in the McDonald's now. But yeah, again, if that means I gotta come to McDonald's to get a coffee, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm not jumping through these hoops. That's insane. And, yeah, dude, not taking cash. Oh, it hurts my heart to hear that. It's like somebody had to go through that. Thank God that wasn't me. God damn, get your shit together, Composed Coffee. What the fuck? It's one thing for your machines not to have English menus, but you can't even pay with money. They will not take your money. Get out of here. It bothers me. Well, there's a bit of a weird thing that just happened, but it's appropriate that it happened when I was talking about coffee, I guess. Maybe this is what I get for going to McDonald's for coffee. But I was drinking this little McDonald's latte. They put it in a ceramic mug and everything. And I was like, you know, this is very frothy. This seems very milk-like. So I've been doing this thing lately where I buy little teeny tiny, from Daiso you can get like 30 little tiny plastic forks for like a dollar. And I've been doing that lately because I've realized how much I just despise touching fast food with my fingers. It just never comes off. You can wash your hands like 3 times and it's just gross and smells weird. I love eating my fast food with a teeny tiny fork. So I took my teeny tiny fork and I stirred this thing up, thinking somehow maybe all the coffee was at the bottom, and there was no coffee at all. This thing was just frothy warm milk. And as much as I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to try to awkwardly communicate with clerks and stuff, my first inclination was just such shock and disbelief that I was like, I gotta go down and just be like, this is just milk. What is this? But I thought again, and it's like, all right, I did already have a cafe la from a convenience store this morning. This second thing, this latte from McDonald's, this would have done me in for the day, you know? Like, I got to at least try to be slightly reasonable about my sleep schedule so it doesn't get as turned upside down as it had been, where I was literally staying up all night. If I have this coffee, that's it for the day. There's no more coffees for me today. So I was like, no, you know what? Let's just take this as it is. Let's just enjoy this as an opportunity to have a nice warm milk. Because when's the last time I had that? I can't even remember. I mean, are we talking decades? I don't know when I would have had a nice warm milk, you know? And I remember when Starbucks first started, when it first started spreading a lot, I remember hearing that story sometimes, that if you got an extra obnoxious barista, if you asked for a latte and then you got a cup of warm milk, they'd be like, well, you said latte. What you're referring to is a cafe latte. Latte just means milk. And then I think some manager types had to be like, hey, you're being fucking idiot. When people say latte, they don't fucking mean milk. They mean cafe latte, you asshole. But Starbucks, for any young whippersnappers who don't remember this, when they were first making their big push, I mean, no one knew what grande and venti and tall meant, because they're not intuitive words. They don't make any fucking sense. And it was very obnoxious and very annoying. It's like, we're not in fucking Venice right now, bitch. But, oh, I'll have a grande, please. A grande cafe latte. We're all used to it now. But there was some growing pains, some obnoxious coffee growing pains. Anyway, that's not what was happening here. McDonald's does not have latte sans the cafe on their menu. Somebody just forgot to press the espresso button on the machine. But again, karmically, maybe that's what I get for going to McDonald's. And yeah, I mean, it was kind of good. Just recalibrate your expectations. Like, yeah, whatever. I'm not quite done my coffee searching for the day. This will allow me to still go to a coffee place if I find one on the way home. That seems like it'll work out. And until then, just a little warm milk. But I think that's also a clear sign, like, don't get lattes at McDonald's, you dick. Don't do that. Wow, that is wildly loud. Yeah, I was still poking around a little on the map. And yeah, this place, it really is pretty small. Maybe I will have to just start, well, I don't know, I mean, I was gonna say taking the bus, but unless I take the bus the entire hour back to Jeju City, I don't know where I think I'm gonna get to. But there's also only one Starbucks here. Quite surprising that there's not at least two. And you know, I mean, I was doing the Starbucks thing quite a bit in Seoul. Starbucks is doable. Still gotta talk to a person, but you know, whatever. But anyway, I went on the little Starbucks listing and just sort reviews by newest, just to make sure it actually exists. Just to make sure this place is still there. And the most recent review was, the barista speaks English, yay! So I'm really getting the vibe that I am not the only one in this predicament. That even in South Korea, the land of coffee, where like I've literally never seen more coffee shops in my fucking life, this is not quite carrying over to Saegwipo. Even in Jecheon. Geez, not only were there coffee shops everywhere, that had the unmanned coffee shop. I loved that place. I wish I could find another place like that. That was awesome. That literally was nothing but a little screen you can order from. Wonderful. But yeah, my fellow tourists, man, they're feeling the pinch. It's not that easy to just get a nice coffee in Saegwipo without many levels of unnecessary barriers. I still can't get over how that composed coffee doesn't take cash. That's fucking incredible. C'est incroyable. But anyway, as I mosey, just one little thing I wanted to mention. So yesterday I was, get to this, I'm staying at like an actual hotel this time. It turns out I am on the top floor. It's only three floors. And this neat thing where when you go in, there was a glowing little panel on the wall that said insert card. And when you insert your key card that unlocks the door, it turns on the lights in the room. Well, I'm actually cutting through the parking lot of a church. And it's like, yeah, there's the cross on the top. I bet you dollars to donuts tonight when it's dark, that thing's gonna be blazing red, glowing red. But anyway, I was only in the hotel room briefly, so I only saw that as the only way to turn on the lights. I was like, what a strange thing. But then what I realized is there is a panel where you can turn on and off individual lights, but they only work when the card is in the little slot. And there's a TV in there too that also only functions while the card's in the slot. I think just kind of all the electricity in the room is based on that card in the slot. And I think that's kind of a neat system, because it makes it so that you can't leave the hotel room with a bunch of lights on. And I think that's kind of cool, because I remember like in Toronto especially, I tend to have the power in my name a lot. I guess it's because it's the one thing I can do. I can't really get leases and stuff. I don't have the kind of paper trail that landlords want. But I'm able to just put down a deposit and pay for power bills. So I'm oftentimes the power bill guy in my various apartments I've lived in. And I remember in Toronto especially, there was one summer where I went to New York for the whole summer and just let the apartment, you know, to the other two guys. You guys manage things now. And, you know, I was always kind of the dad in a way because I was the guy getting the power bill every month. So I was aware of how much it was and how much less it could be if we were a little bit mindful of things. So I became like that dad who's like, we're not heating the outdoors, you know, who left this light on, you know. I tried not to be obnoxious about it, but I was always mindful of it. Always turning off lights when they weren't in use, always trying to be a little mindful about stuff. And specifically in the summer, that apartment did get really hot, but I still would always just kind of jockey the air conditioner. So at least it wasn't just like going when no one's even home or whatever. But I went to New York for the summer and I was not there to look after things. And even with me gone, with one less person in the apartment, the power bill easily doubled. It might've been more than double. When it showed up, I was shocked. I had to message home and be like, get your shit together, boys. What are you doing? And it's because they were just leaving the air conditioner on all day and all night, whether they were home or not. So I'm a fan of energy conservation. I'm a fan of turn off all the shit when you're not home. Don't waste power. But it must be really frustrating if you're running like a big hotel. Even just like the little place I stayed, the little inn in Jecheon, had signs put up around like, hey, somebody left the water running one night, you know, and we got a big water bill, like, don't do that. But you can only babysit people to such a, you can't really at all, really. You just gotta hope. You just gotta hope they don't just burn through your utilities for stupid reasons. So that must happen like crazy in a hotel, just all the little nickel dime things that are just like adding up. So I think this is just a really clever, neat system. That when you leave the hotel, you gotta take your key card, because that's how you get back in. And when you take that thing out, 30 seconds later, boom, everything turns off. Like the lights turn off, and then yeah, I checked the TV today to see if the little red light on the front turned off, and it did. There is a little mini fridge that I haven't used. I wonder if it's on a separate system. You know, I wonder if the fridge keeps going or if the fridge also turns off. I mean, it would be fine if it did, you know? If the fridge is turned off for a few hours in the afternoon while I'm wandering around, it's no biggie. But cool. Again, I don't know if that's a new thing. I don't know if that's a unique thing. Maybe this is old school technology that's been around forever that everyone else knows about, but I thought it was very clever and very neat. Yeah, speaking of Daiso, there's supposed to be one around here. I think I walked past it. I gotta go buy some dental floss. Big, exciting adventure. Man, this day has really become really beautiful. It was a little overcast, a little teeny bit rainy earlier, very windy. Right now it's super bright out, super sunny. This big, it's like a palm tree, but it looks like a giant pineapple. It's like more, I mean, it just looks exactly like a giant pineapple with big ferns coming out of the top on a big stick. All these cool tropical trees. This is super beautiful. So, I mean, you know, there's always that too. Maybe this is a good thing. Just these little nudges away from coffee shop life. Cause it ain't a cheap life, you know, just buying a basic latte is like $5.50. And I was having to do it cause the weather was bad and the pollution was bad. But since I'm all coastal on a little island and the weather's awesome right now, maybe I should just not be doing this at all. Maybe I'll go in Daiso, get some fucking instant coffee. Got a little kettle in my hotel room. Maybe I should just start making a habit out of going to sit by the shore, do my writing there. If I'm having to fight this hard just to get a fucking coffee, just to overpay for a coffee, maybe I just shouldn't. Maybe that's not what I'm supposed to be doing around here. Don't fight the situation. Don't fight the locals. Don't fight how it is. This place is just not as coffee obsessed as the rest of South Korea. I say as I walk past Cafe Bon Bon. Oh, it's not Bon Bon, it's Bon Bon with an M. But yeah, why fight it? Why be miserable? Why not just go with it and be happy. You know what I'm saying? All right, I found the Daiso. All right, just to carry on with the boring, pointless through lines of this episode. Thank God I saw a waterfall this morning, dude. What the fuck? What has the rest of this been about? This is about nothing. But this Daiso is the only Daiso I've ever been in that doesn't have a touchscreen to let you pay for stuff. Bummer. Actually, wait, is that true? Maybe not. There were actually two Daisos in Jecheon. One of them had the delightful screen and one of them didn't. So I guess it's not totally unprecedented. But yeah, I had to go through the cash and talk to a human. I remember the very first Daiso I went in, actually. It's coming back to me now when I needed to find masks when I first realized the pain of Seoul and I still hadn't found anything nice in Seoul. So I walked through a real shit neighborhood on a real shit day to a Daiso and found a fucking big box of masks. And that lady brusquely showed me, they also did not take cash, I believe, and she brusquely showed me how the touchscreen worked, but I appreciated it because then I knew from then on. But this is a little bit of a weird thing where even on their machine, it says like Visa, American Express, MasterCard, T-Money. The symbol's right there. So I was like, I'm pretty sure I remember T-Money not working at Daiso, but let me try. I just asked, hey, can I pay with T-Money? No, get the X with the arms. No T-Money. It's like weird. Must have been a previous thing that they just don't do anymore. But luckily my little Visa debit, which usually does work, but it doesn't always, but it worked. So I got some dental floss at a fantastically better deal, you know, $1 for dental floss, which is what it should be for like a big dental floss. It's so crazy how the little teeny tiny miniature travel dental floss, the cheapest I've ever seen one is $3.50 and most of them are over $4 at the convenience stores. It's just weird as shit. You must really have like a kernel of popcorn in your teeth and you just need this right now because what is up with that price? But excitingly, I found not only some instant coffee, I found a Dia brand. I'm repping you, Dia. You may have given up on Seguapo, but I'm not giving up on you. You're still my favorite coffee. So I got two little boxes, 12 sticks of instant coffee. I got a Dia Special Edition and a Dia Smoky Americano. Smoky Americano, nutty, chocolatey, smoky. And they have a roasting point, aroma, and acidity, which are essentially the same on both of these, very similar. But the other one, the special edition, is floral, cane sugar, and clean. I'm sure they're just gonna taste like shitty fucking instant coffee, but I just think that's cool. I get to rep Idea. I can make one of these in the morning. I've got this little teeny, like 200 milliliter little water bottle that, especially as it's getting warmer, I'm finding it's kind of inappropriate as a water bottle because it's so tiny, it's just not big enough. So I'm gonna transfer that over. That's gonna be my coffee thermos from now on. And yeah, fuck it, dude, fuck it. If the day's nice, if the weather's nice, I'm gonna make a little Idea coffee in my little fucking, in my little lab, in my hotel, put it in my little thermos, and that's what I'm gonna do. Can't fight the feeling, can't fight the moonlight. Don't bite the hand that feeds. Stand up for something or you'll fall down for all of things. Eat fresh. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I got a new plan and I think it's gonna be fine. Then if there's a horrifying rainy day or a terrible pollution day, then, you know, I'll go mosey up to Starbucks or whatever, and maybe I can find another place on the way, but it seems like that'll be a good escape hatch. If that's what I got, that's what I got. And yeah, beyond any of these little teeny weird things, I think it's best to stay focused on the overall vibe, which is a goddamn beautiful coastal island. I'm not gonna say paradise, but it's pretty fucking good. It's pretty nice. A wee bonus bit on the way home, I got turned around a little, got to this little park that leads to, I think it's Jeonbang Waterfall. But there was like a ticket office. I think you might have to pay to see this waterfall. I don't know. I'm going to look into it though, because maybe. It seems like, why would I ever pay money to see a waterfall? Noted waterfall hater. But apparently this is the only waterfall in Asia that falls directly into the ocean. I don't know. That's pretty cool. That'd be a neat thing to say that you saw. Anyway, from here you can see this really cool looking island. There's all these views on the shore. Big cliffs and stuff, and then out in the water. Yeah, I don't know what it's called. I thought I found it on the map earlier, but now I can't find it. It's very tough to find islands. Super hard to tell, you know, how far out to sea you should be looking and stuff. I think it's the same island that I saw from before, but instead of seeing it sort of through some trees, it was kind of like the first cool view that I saw this morning. Now it's just a big clear view. Very pretty. So anyway, I was just taking pictures of it. And a lady came up and asked if I just, you know, made the photo signal. I was like, oh, maybe she also wants a photo. Like, she wants help getting a photo. But she didn't have a camera. And then she's like, no, your camera. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. Like, that's okay. Thank you. But I don't need to be in the picture. Thank you, though. Because, I mean, that is how most people take pictures. Most of the world is a selfie world. But, I mean, I don't know. I got my jacket slung around my neck. And I'm carrying a bag of crap from Daiso. I'm just like, you know, you kind of do need a certain amount of prep, I think, for the average person to look good in a selfie. I would have looked the worst. And I'm just taking all kinds of pictures all over the place. Like, you know, it's just like, no, I'm not doing selfie mode. Very rare for me to do a selfie type picture. But it's still one of those, just those little social awkwardnesses where, you know, I was very polite. Gave her a bow. I was like, no, no, thank you, though. But no, that's okay. Thank you very much. But then she just, the way she, like, scuttled off so quickly. It's like, oh, I think I maybe embarrassed her. Maybe that was her getting her gumption up. Like, I'm going to go help this guy. This guy just taking photos without himself in them? Surely he wants. He wants the selfie to send back home or whatever. It's just like, no, I'm going to look like an idiot. But I mean, I don't know, maybe I should have let her take the picture just because it would have been less awkward. I'm sure she would have felt better about it. Like, yeah, I did my good deed, even though I'd have this picture where I look like a goon. But I just really just didn't want to do it. I just didn't want to stand there and have a picture taken of me. I remember I got in a small argument with one of my friends once because we were traveling around Ontario. And she just kept taking so many pictures, and the pictures had to have all of us in them all the time. And after like 2.5 days of that, I was like, please, you need to stop. You need to stop. It has taken it out of me to be in all these pictures. I don't, ugh. You know? Do I go for a real smile? Do I try to give it my handsome best? Do I just do a goofball smile? I don't know, and I'm tired of thinking about it. Just please stop. So anyway, I'm clearly not a picture guy. Like, do you ever see that joke where somebody lined up a shit ton of pictures of Paris Hilton and she has the exact same gormless expression in every single one? Just her little sly half smile that she just does every time, and it's always identical. But I understand why she does that. Getting your picture taken is stressful, man. Everybody's got a good side, you know? It's sometimes you can look like the coolest person in the world, sometimes you can look like the biggest idiot. And if you can find a neutral position where people can just take your picture and you're gonna look okay, I can see why you would just stick with that. Pictures, man. It's weird to me that selfies are so popular. Ugh. That actually, I don't think I've ever told this anecdote. But I was up on top of Grouse Mountain in Vancouver once, and there was a deer up there. And it's like, whoa, cool, a deer, a mountain deer. And then there were these two people that were looking away from the deer. And I was like, it took a second. I was like, what's going on? There's a deer right there. You're not looking at the deer. What's going on? And then I realized they were taking a selfie with the deer. And I was just like, fuck off. Will you fuck right off? But I thought that'd be a cool, like, a mind puzzle, or like a little mind game you could play with someone from the past. You know, if you could take that scenario back to the 70s and say, like, okay, you're on the mountaintop, it's gorgeous, there's a deer here. Why are these two people looking away from the deer? and see if the person from the 70s could come up with the idea of a selfie, you know, that they were taking a picture with themselves in it. I don't know, it would take some serious lateral thinking to come up with that solution to the situation. Apparently, though, this is also the site of the big uprising that happened here, where I swear I read that, like, thousands and thousands of people died. And the little sign here said this was one of the worst areas of people being killed, with 248 people dying. And I mean, hey, I'm not saying that's not a lot of people. That's awful. But it's a lot smaller than thousands. So now I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I just need to go look this up again, because I clearly don't know what the fuck I read or what's going on. But for the sake of the Jeju residents of the past who rose up against the oppression of the Korean government, obviously, less dead is better. There's a note to end on. All right, I'll see you next episode.